You're listening to SBS News.
In the 20 years before COVID-19 hit, overseas net migration accounted for 57% of Australia's annual population growth. In that same period, migrants were responsible for more than 20% of the increase in the economy's productive capacity. But the closure of Australia's international borders has caused the country's net migration to fall to its lowest level since World War II. And economists warn that failure to restore it to pre-COVID rates will have significant financial consequences. Tom Forrest is chief executive of Urban Task Force.
There are three things that drive economic growth. They're called the three P's: participation, productivity, and population. Migrants contribute to all of those, and if you lose any part of that, you're losing economic capacity for the nation.
A new research paper commissioned by the non-profit organisation and prepared by BIS Oxford Economics says a drop in migration due to COVID-19 will cause a loss of 1.1 million people to Australia's population over the next decade. That will result in a smaller workforce, estimated at 822,000 by 2024, which will in turn slow growth and reduce the size of the Australian economy by around $80 billion. The report says skilled permanent residents have an employment participation rate of 92% compared with 66% for the overall Australian working age population, meaning they typically contribute more tax revenue than they take away. Mr. Forrest says that's especially needed to pay off pandemic-related government debt and fund other services.
We have more people turning 65 and exiting the workforce than are turning 18 and entering the workforce. So we have a taxation liability in terms of the healthcare costs of that ageing demographic, but we've got a smaller workforce to pay taxes to pay for it. That's why we need migrants to come in and bolster the size of the tax base and bolster the size of the economy so that we can pay for the care for our older Australians that they really deserve.
Kath Scarth is Chief Executive of Education, Employment and Settlement Agency, AIMS. She says migrants also play a vital role in filling jobs there aren't enough Australians willing or able to do.
Employers come to us saying, have you got staff, particularly in some of those areas where now we see such huge skill shortages, like the disability carers or aged carers industries. We're doing lots of work here in Victoria with some of the engineering companies because there's so much construction happening.
International students are vital to Australia's economic recovery as well. State and territory governments are working to facilitate the return of some international students before the end of the year, with their revenue estimated to have supported more than 240,000 local jobs in 2018-19. But Federal Immigration Minister Alex Hawke has told SBS Punjabi their studies will remain online for the time being.
There's a great quality education that people can access from Australia, and they can do that from offshore at the moment, and that is working. We want to see a return of students and tourists and everybody as soon as it is safe and practical to do so, but unfortunately won't be now.
The drop in migration levels is being felt in New South Wales especially, which ComSec's chief economist, Craig James, says is experiencing weak economic growth and its slowest population increase in 25 and a half years.
If population growth continues to weaken, inevitably that's going to have an impact in terms of reduced demand for homes, either buying homes or building homes, reduced demand for retail services, and it also has an impact in terms of transport and city infrastructure. So this is the big thing that we want to see improve over time.
Kath Scarth says a lot of the work AIMS does is support migrants to settle, get a job and eventually buy a house in Australia.
They're very aspirational. You know, migrants and refugees are very keen to contribute back to the community and obviously build, you know, prosperous lives for their families, and so very keen to do some of those things as soon as they can.
But they may return to an even harder to navigate property market. Tom Forrest says local councils in the Greater Sydney area have used the reduced immigration during the COVID-19 period to further reduce planning targets for more housing. He's calling for those targets to increase across Australia, especially given property prices in cities are already unaffordable for many.
If you reduce the housing supply, obviously that's going to put upward pressure on prices. If you've also got migrants returning, then you're going to have further upward pressure on housing prices. That's something that governments have control of. The private sector, with cheap interest rates and with strong demand, is out there ready, willing and able to build right now.
Kath Scarth says the uncertainty surrounding international border closures means it's going to be a challenge attracting migrants back to Australia.
We're not sure when they're going to open again, so it could be close to 2 years before we have the kind of numbers potentially being able to come back that we were used to. And so you can imagine in that time that people overseas, you know, with skills or parents who are looking at where their children might study, will have been looking at lots of other places rather than Australia, just because they know it's not possible to get here.
Tom Forrest says more needs to be done to ensure they don't go elsewhere.
We don't want there to be any risk to COVID-19 coming back into Australia, but we want governments to think proactively about how they can bring skilled migrants, temporary migrants back safely, particularly when they've been vaccinated, and take proactive steps to restore that migration number.
The federal government's migration program will be announced in next month's budget. Amy Hall, SBS News.